my beautiful girls. Today we are going to talk about the power of a father's love and the pain when you no longer have it. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. Join me and my guest co-host, Brittany Swan. Let's talk about it, y'all.
What's up, my beautiful girls? It's your girl, Jay Marie. Thank you so much for watching and listening to Girl Talk with Jay Marie. And yes, y'all, it's Girl Talk, but a wise man is listening. And today's episode, we want all the wise men to know that we appreciate you. This episode is all about a father's love, the power of it, and the pain when you don't have it no more. And I brought somebody here that understands that exact thing, and also the birthday girl, my best friend, my guest co-host today, Brittany Swan.
Hi.
Okay, so Cindy is back. You guys know her. You love her. It's always good times. We are going to get straight into this episode because we got things to do. We're also coming to you live from Cabo. So for Father's Day, we came together to be here for her birthday, but also in memory of our fathers. So this scripture, you guys know we like to start the show off with the scripture. And the scripture, Sissy, is from the book of Psalm, y'all. And it's chapter 27, verse 10. Oh my gosh, the scripture is perfect for today's Father's Day episode. It says, "When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take care of me." Now, I'm going to say it one more time. When my father and my mother forsake me. It said, when my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take care of me. Now, everybody's like, forsake, forsake. What does that mean? Why are you saying forsake? My mama, my daddy didn't do this. Eventually, they will. If the hierarchy, the way things are supposed to go in life, your parents should go before you. Sometimes they go prematurely, which is way harder. But, like, they should go before you. So, God is saying, when they forsake you, I'm going to be your father. I'm going to be there for you. You know, when they have to relinquish you over, say you even just have to go away to college and things like that, it can be sad. So you're going to have God with you in those moments. And I wanted to talk about that today. All, by the way, follow Prayer on the Spot, my prayer ministry. Get your daily word and prayer in. We need the scripture, though. We need the food because this is how you make it through these types of days when you have Father's Day without your daddy. Because we'll tell you a story about what happened to us yesterday. And I think those are the moments that God lets you know that I am your father. I am here with you. And Sissy, talk to me about what happens. Like, what you feel when it comes to God being in the place of your father. Obviously, not in the physical sense, but in the spiritual sense. How does that help you?
My faith has always been very, very strong. Mm-hmm. At a very young age, I grew up in the church, so I always knew and understood his love. Mm-hmm. So when my dad passed, it was easy for me to lean on him because I didn't know anything else to do. Mm-hmm. And I knew there was a reason behind everything, even though I didn't understand it. But truthfully, I'll tell anybody, the only way I've been able to be this strong girl, a lot of people don't even know it's my story because they always see like this strong person who's always trying to smile and everything like that. But I've experienced a lot. But the main, you know, the only way I've been able to survive it is because of God's love. I know he doesn't play with me. And I know he loves me so much. So even though I'm hurt, like I would want to cry and think about my dad, but at the end of the day, God's love is so comforting.
Yeah, and I fully 100% agree with that. And you said so many different things happen. I want you all to hear our stories because there's so many people hurting on Father's Day. And we don't like, you know, no offense to the fathers, happy Father's Day. But it's very difficult to be like around it. You know, I see a little kid with their dad on their shoulders and it just, because my dad passed at 52. How old was your dad when he passed away?
37,
52. Like, so many people, maybe you had your parent until they were in their 80s and maybe 90s or even. It's like that to me, even 70s, I think that's a likely age expectancy. Yeah. But the ages we're talking about, you know, you just are getting a chance to get into the way your life can be with your daddy. And then boom, unexpectedly, they're gone. So I know some people be pissed off because they don't have a daddy at all. They didn't meet their daddy. And to be honest, I'm always like, it's so much not easier, but better and different when you don't have to lose somebody, you know, not losing people. The more people you love, the harder your life is going to be. I'm going to just be all the way honest, because if you don't have too much to lose, but then we go back to, is it better to love than not have love, better to be loved or have love than never to have loved at all? Whether that be in a platonic relationship with your family or a romantic relationship, either way, it's hella hard to lose somebody that you love. So I'm just telling you, you gotta find the goodness in whatever your circumstance is and be grateful for whatever it is you have.
It all falls down to how much faith you have.
I agree.
And it's easier to say than actually being done, but it's possible.
Yeah.
It's definitely possible.
Most certainly possible. And so I just want to extend my heart to you. We both want to extend our hearts to you. It's her birthday and it's Father's Day today. So it is harder, I think. And yeah, for sure. So I know it is. And that's why you got to get with people that you love, people that are understanding like you. You know, as we continue to even talk about it, it's like, we went on this boat ride yesterday for her birthday, and God is so, this is why when we say God is like, got our back, take care of us, because our daddies are no longer here. I promise you how bomb he is. He would set it up to where we, all the way in Mexico, we end up on a boat, and there were two different boats you could have got on this day, by the way. We ended up on the boat with these particular people who, we're just dancing, partying, taking pictures, videos, and I'm paying attention, obviously, too much. But there was a lady who was next to me, and she had a tattoo on her back, an older lady. She had a tattoo on her back, and it said, Daddy's Girl, and it had a heart, and it's like my tattoo that I have of my brother, which is what drew my attention to it, where I got my brother's name, but she had her daddy's name. And then it said, Daddy's Girl. And I was like, oh, she must have lost her dad and had Julio, his name, under there. And I was like, oh, she must have lost her daddy, too. And so in my heart, I just kept it there. But then there was another chick who took a picture. This is toward the end of the boat ride. And we saw on her leg, it had Daddy's Girl on her tattoo. And by now, we had already been established a rapport with this chick. And that's when I was like, oh my God. I was like, there's somebody else that has a Daddy's Girl tattoo. So she probably lost her daddy. Now keep in mind, it's Father's Day weekend. So all of us are going to go through this moment together anyway today. And then I had to say something to her. So when I said something to her, turns out all of us had lost our daddies. But
and her birthday is also today.
Yeah, that girl's, one of the birthdays were also today. But the woman who had the daddy tattoo on the back, her daughter's birthday was yesterday. So, like, all the connection. And, of course, there was tears shed. We took a selfie together.
I'm so tired crying.
People love each other. There's an instantaneous rapport whenever you...
On the boat.
On the boat. Right. On the boat. On the boat. It was just perfect. It's just a love. It was like a kiss from heaven. You know, our daddies were there yesterday with their daddy's girls, and we were protected. We are protected, and our Heavenly Father protects us too. So I just pray that every daddy out there, that y'all keep loving your kids to the point where when you have to relinquish them, when you have to go, that they know that they are loved by you, that they'll honor your name, that they'll make you proud, and that they continue to talk about your legacy. People think about legacies and they think, you know, you're supposed to have all this grand stuff. The legacy can be love. The legacy that you leave for your child can be protection. The legacy that you leave for your child can be confidence. The legacy can be, you know who you are. You got my blood in you. Swine blood. You know, grand blood. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got my blood in you. You can do it. And so then you leave a legacy of faith. Teach your babies how to be strong in God. So then you raise, as the Bible talk about training the child up in the way that he should go. And when they're older, they won't depart from it. That's a powerful scripture too. Because if I'm doing what I'm supposed to do as a parent, if I'm gone and when I relinquish my child, I know for a fact that they're going to be good. They can hold it down. People going to think they're happy when they really might be hurting inside. But I taught them to be strong. I've encouraged them to be strong. Leave the legacy of strength. All of these things can happen. It doesn't have to be a financial thing. So this is your opportunity to do that. And one thing I love to do on the show, as y'all know, is my voice is gone, y'all. So for the record, I didn't expect to talk too much today because of this. I just didn't know it was this bad until I started talking long. thanks, sis. Again, we're in Mexico, so it's been a very eventful trip. What happens in Mexico? Stays in Mexico. Anyhow. Make your daddy's proud. Seriously, though. The thing I like to do... Okay, so the thing we like to do is, I can't even get it out. She's making me mess up. Sissy, focus. Treat time. No, the thing I like to do is we like to support black businesses, and we also like to support black nonprofits, just those people who are out there doing things in the community that are positive, helping us grow. So the company I want to shout out today, the company I am going to shout out today is... Daddies Unite with Leon, my bro, Leon. He is doing incredible things with Daddies Unite. Him and his son is so bomb too. Like I did my first commercial. It was a regional commercial. It was with him and his son. And I had a fake son, it was my nephew. But anyways, it was with him and his son, he was a baby. I think they were looking for like 6-month-old kids. And Zoe is still boogie. So shout out to Daddies Unite, shout out to Leon and Lorenzo. But please follow him, please buy the merchandise, please represent uniting fathers all across this world. I think it's the most beautiful thing when I see daddies come together, because I love men and their children though. So let's be clear here, if you playing Facebook father, we gonna call you out. If you playing, my mama like to call a holiday daddy, then we gonna call you out, because I ain't here for that. You need to be in your child's life or hush up. I don't want to hear nothing about what your baby mama did and blah, 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 blah. We grown. If you grown enough to have a kid, you need to figure out how to work it out. I said what I said. Okay. Period. Funny thing. So shout out to Daddies Unite.
Yes.
And the last thing we gonna do for this last segment, because again, we gotta get back to life in my voice, but... Girl, talk about a segment, okay? Girl, talk about it. And the topic we talking about today is Steve. As you can see, say it loud. Hey, I'm black and I'm proud. So we was out here happy Juneteenth and into death, okay? Yesterday, we cut up. But you want to know why? They finally turned Juneteenth into a federal holiday.
Yay.
So now, we're not just getting off work for the stupid stuff that they wanted us to be off work for. It had nothing to do with us. Yeah. Finally, we're going to get paid to be off for something that we are extremely proud of. So, I will say this. Shout out to Joe for signing this into a law. Wonderful job, okay? I mean, it was a death thing. But it happened, and we appreciate it. So, black folks, the barbecues are going to have to... We gonna elevate. We gotta do something even extra. You know, forget holidays, start Juneteenth moving forward. So let's start working on Kwanzaa. Okay? Let's work on that. We gonna go ahead and start acknowledging some stuff. But no, it's been great to hear that news. That's really, really, really great. And America, you know, you got a lot of work to do, but this is a start.
It's a start. There's still so much that still needs to be done, but it's definitely... direction, right?
You know. Yeah, they're going right. It did something right. Something. Finally, it has happened to me. Now what he really needs to start doing is figuring out how you're going to take care of these student loans for folks. If you want to help in that area, because you know he wants to do student loan forgiveness for ITT Tech, girl.
I just think that's so unfair. Why them?
Why them is right.
No offense.
No offense. Shout out to the people who got their ITT tech. I don't even know.
I'm sorry. I do feel like we need more black doctors. So if you did something like that in that direction, or just in general, we all need help with our student loans.
If you wanted to better yourself and educate yourself in any form or fashion, ITT tech, shout out to y'all. But... don't skip over HBCUs. Don't skip over the colleges and universities that are local to neighborhoods where people may not have been able to leave their schools.
It shouldn't be exclusive.
Oh my God, no. Pull a damn name out of a hat then. Everybody that got any kind of loan. Looky there. I would rather you do that. So you get in there, but I'm going to need you to get that together. I don't care. We all got schemed in some capacity. Some people just you need to bless them all. So figure it out. Put it in the budget. We got money for wars. Figure out that money for education. That's what I see. All right. Oh, even shout out to the COVID workers, because people who work during the quarantine, why don't they help those healthcare people? If you are an essential worker, me too. 200 hours sometimes. Over to the point where I can't work no more, literally, because of how it made me feel. It's too much. So yeah, figure out how to put them people in, and we can talk about that next. Other than that, you know what I want you to give this month, Daddy Youth Night. Shout out to my guest co-host, Sissy. We got work to do. Salute to our fathers. Happy Father's Day to y'all too. So I love you so much. Make sure you follow, subscribe, check out Girl Talk with J. Marie. Links in the bio, all that good stuff. I love you too much. And remember, y'all, you're still here. You get the opportunity to write your own happy ending. So get to writing. We're writing ours right here at Mexico.